This is the special meeting of the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, June 25th, 2015. Welcome, everyone. And so the first thing we're going to do is, having called the meeting to order, is to ask the Secretary Janet Coburn to take the roll.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan is present.
Alan, present. Gweta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
Burden is here.
Burden, present. Brazan, KPFK.
Here.
Brazan, present. Jim Brown, WPSW. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Steve Brown, here.
Steve Brown, present. Castaneda, KPFT.
Iliana Castaneda is here.
Castaneda, present. Coleman, WBAI.
Here.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WPFW. Edward Seifert, KPFA.
Here.
Edward Seifert, present. Fuentes, KPFA. Coben, KPFA, is present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Present.
Lane Ewart, present. Mark, KPFT.
Mark is present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Dean, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm present, and would you ask someone who's having a conversation to put themselves on mute, please?
Yes. You just did that. Wilkinson, present. I heard some people who might have come on since I called the roll. I'll just go back. Greta, WPFK. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Jim Brown, present. Diaz, WPFW. Fuentes, KPFA. Medina, KPFK. Rabin, WPFU affiliate. Ryder, KPFT. Okay. We have quorum, and so John Prophet, are you present?
Yes, present.
And I understand we have Ursula Rudenberg, is that correct?
Yes, I'm on mute because I'm in a little bit of a strange place, but I'm here.
Okay. So we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. And so now we need to identify timekeepers. I'm sorry. Yes. Were there any excused absences? Sorry, go there. Janet? Janet Coburn?
What are you asking me for excused absences?
I'm asking if anyone, yes, if anyone asked for an excused absence that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Then let's move on. Who would like to be a timekeeper for the speaker's 90 seconds and for the agenda item, which there's just one?
Brian, I can have set items.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, you'll do which?
Item.
Item? Okay.
Item.
Who will time for the speakers? 90 seconds. Anyone?
I'll do it. Margie.
Is that Margie? Thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so the agenda, agenda approval, there was a motion that was passed. So we only have one agenda item. The only thing that would need to be approved is the adjournment time at 9:30. That was not part of the motion. Is there a motion to approve the 9:30 adjournment for open session?
No move.
Okay. Any objections?
Someone with a question.
Everybody, can everybody mute right now? Somebody has an awful lot of static noise in the back. Please mute. Serene, is that you trying to speak?
I'd like to speak, yes.
Yes, okay. Go ahead. Serene has the floor.
I have a question. I know this is a one-item agenda, but I do have a resolution that I wanted to bring before the board, and I'm wondering what I need to say to get it.
Is there any reason that it can't be passed on the 9th?
It's not time-sensitive, but it is urgent.
No, I would say it's out of order. Otherwise, there are a whole lot of kind of pressing issues. Just hold it, and we can consider it noticed for the 9th.
Rabin de Radio Vieques, Rabin here from Vieques.
Okay, thank you.
Request, please.
Right, we can take a vote on it. And so, is someone else trying to speak?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that's a motion, right?
Well, I just would like Serene to email it to us. Or say what it
is.
Okay. No problem.
Is that a motion, Serene, then, to amend the agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a second? Without knowing what it is, I don't know how anyone can second. What is the resolution?
Seconded.
Well, did someone second it?
Someone will.
Well, what is the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't know what to second.
Right. The motion it's the end race hate resolution. Four short paragraphs, but I hope it will serve as an incentive to our programmers to fulfill the particular, well, all of the mission, but certainly the portion that talks about addressing differences and antagonisms among the race.
Okay, Carolyn?
In a second.
Thanks.
Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to notice a motion for it. I realize it's not appropriate this time for the next meeting, and that is for a discussion of the criteria on for choosing Foundation Council. I know we have a committee, but I think the entire board should be involved in setting criteria and discussing those issues, so I'd like to notice that as a motion for the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. And, so on Serene's motion, the chair still believes that it's, I'm not going to say out of order, I think we should just take a vote, but we actually have a motion that this is only one item for tonight, and that is not a light motion. That is worthy of discussion. So I do not think it's appropriate, but that's just the chair. We can take a vote.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes.
Are you making a ruling? Or?
No, I said I'm not making a ruling.
Oh, okay.
I said I'm calling the vote unless someone else wants to speak to it.
Point of information, this is George.
Yes, George.
Sorry to be late. What is the motion?
Go ahead, Serene.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just sent it out, so it's not. Do you need me to read it?
No.
Is that what you're
saying? Just exactly what you just said.
I'm sorry.
George was not on the call.
Read it.
What?
This is Brian. I don't have internet, just cell phone service where I am.
Right, but we don't need the whole motion. She's just. This is an agenda item. She just needs to notice what the issue is, and she just did that. George just got on. So, Serene, if you could just repeat what you just said a couple of minutes ago. It was
A motion to ask our programmers to pay special attention to the portion of the mission that we focus on ending racial antagonism. It's in the wake of both what's happening in Haiti, in the Dominican Republic, where Haitians of Dominican descent are being expelled, and what happened last week in Charleston in that church.
So if I'm correct, it's to place this on the agenda?
Yes. And
that will require two-thirds because it's a agenda modification?
We haven't settled the agenda yet.
I thought we'd already settled it before.
I'm sorry, is this for a notice for next meeting or is this for tonight?
This Serene is trying to amend tonight's agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And there was an actual motion limiting tonight's agenda to one item, so that would require two-thirds because you'd have to rescind the motion, etc. It wasn't like I sent out a draft agenda, and so we're amending a draft agenda with just what the chair is recommending. This was a motion passed by the entire body. Okay, so is there any other discussion? Otherwise, we'll go to a vote.
This is Robert. I don't have the agenda. Was it sent out?
Yes, it was sent out by Janet Coburn earlier.
I sent one version, I think, yesterday, and an updated version.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
Alan,
go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead.
I'm going to vote no on this, and the reason is I'm on a cell phone, and I'm limited to the amount of energy or power in this phone, and there was only one thing on the agenda. And this is a sensitive issue, so I think we should discuss it on the 9th if we're going to discuss it, because I can't even see the motion. So I would say no to this at this meeting, because I think we ought to concentrate on the motion before I lose energy on myself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Janet?
Ditto what Teresa just said. I don't have a problem with my cell phone.
Okay, does anybody else to the stack? Otherwise, we'll go to a vote.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Benito.
Okay, Benito.
I'm just going to say, I don't understand what's so sensitive. You know, and I don't see why this should need to be a big deal. You know, I mean, it just seems like common sense to me that we should be able to pass such a motion. So, and I don't see why it needs to take all that much time.
Okay. Thank you, Benito. I think, for one thing, we don't have it. I haven't received it yet. But anyway, okay, can we go to a vote now?
George, another point of information,
okay.
George.
George and then Adriana.
Where is this going to be, before or after the discussion of the affiliate's suggestion?
Oh, that's right. Serene?
Okay. I would like it to go before, and it seems to me that it's not terribly, it's not a complicated motion, and I actually think we could have disposed of it in the time that we've spent discussing it.
Okay. And how much time did you want to give it?
5 minutes. It's really very straightforward language.
Okay. So, who was Adriana?
Yes. I don't really by why we need to discuss this. It's so clear. The whole country, our whole country, is shaking with these issues. How could it be that we cannot spend 5 minutes? And it's just even outrageous to think that we will disagree with what is being presented.
Well,
I think that we owe that.
Right. Adriana, I don't think people are necessarily saying, certainly I'm not saying I disagree. We just haven't seen the words. And usually with these kinds of resolutions, we get into wordsmithing. And so, again, it just, wasn't noticed. This is a motion passed, so it's a matter of getting through the item that's noticed. We can consider it in a couple of weeks, but it's up to the body. Okay, so Janet, can you call the roll, please?
Alan, take the FT.
Alan says no.
Excuse me.
The
vote is point of information. I just want to be clear. The vote is on whether to add it tonight's agenda.
That's correct.
No. Okay, thank you.
As the first item.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
On what the CFK?
No, it's
very... Sorry?
He said pass.
Oh, pass. All right. Burden, WBAI.
No, not for tonight.
Burden votes no. Brown, WTFW.
Excuse me, what is that terrible noise? Could someone...
I don't know. Well, we're calling roll. Probably people don't want to mute. But nevertheless, try to mute as soon as you've...
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Jeff Nade, KPFT.
Yes.
Jeff Nade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Yes, KPFW.
Aye.
Yes, votes yes. Andrew Stupid, KPFA.
Abstain.
Aye.
Abstain with an A.
Edward Stupid abstains. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes, I'm sorry. Coben, KPFA, passes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
I abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark, KPFT.
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina, can you abstain?
Yes.
Norman, I'm sorry?
Did you say Ravine?
I said Medina.
Sorry.
Okay. Norman, WPFW.
Abstain.
Norman abstains. Ravine, WBQR, affiliate.
Yes.
Ravine votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Boom Roberts, WBAI.
Yes. Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. I pass. I will abstain. Let me count. Oh, I'm sorry. Greta. You pass.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'll go to vote yes. Okay, let me count.
Hello, I didn't vote. Can you hear me?
Coleman, your vote?
No, I didn't vote, and I'm so sorry that I didn't know what I was voting on, which I said at the time. Can you just please refresh?
Secretary,
this is about adding a end race hate resolution on today's agenda before the affiliate motion for 5 minutes.
All right.
So, what is your vote, Coleman?
I abstain.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Coleman.
Can everyone mute? Everyone except me has voted, so everyone please mute. There's tremendous background noise. Yes.
Is someone in a car, perhaps?
Okay. I have eight yes, two no, eight abstentions, and Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the count again? I did not catch that, Janet.
Well, I'm going to be...
Yeah, Janet, can you speak up a little bit louder?
Is this better?
Slightly, go ahead.
Maybe I am having problems with my phone. Okay, eight yes, three no, eight abstain.
Okay. Two-thirds, right? So, okay. So that's on added to the agenda. And
Madam Chair.
Yes. Who is that? Someone else was asking for a point of information. Who was that? Was that?
That was me, but that's okay. That's okay.
Okay, Serene.
I thought the yes count was not.
Point of information.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm speaking.
Yes. Hold on.
Point of information.
Okay. Hold on a second. Serene has the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, Janet, I thought that the yes count was 9. I mean, it still passes, so we don't necessarily have to waste time on it. Maybe we can double-check later.
It's 8. I double-checked.
Okay, thank you. So, okay, who was asking for the other points of information?
This is Teresa. I was trying to get clear. It took 2/3 to pass?
That's correct.
And so then it failed, right?
Well, no. Give me the count again.
8-3-8.
No. 2/3 would require 9.
So two-thirds with 2/3 of 19 people.
No.
Madam Chair. No. Because it's 2/3 of those present and voting. When you abstain, you're not. Anyway, go ahead. Serene.
Oh, okay.
We 6 votes, is 2/3.
Yeah.
That's sure. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, moving on.
So, did this pass or not?
Yes, it passed. It's on the agenda. So, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? But,
Madam Chairman?
Yes. Yes. Okay, Bob, and then...
I would like to move to extend the close of the meeting 15 minutes.
Okay, so 9:45 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay, any objections
like,
to that?
I don't object, Kara. But I'd like to make it 10.
Okay, so your substitute is 10. Is there any objection to adjourning at 10?
I'd rather adjourn.
I object.
Okay. So, if there's no discussion, can we please call the roll?
No, Carolyn, on the stack previous motion, I added to notice a motion for next meeting.
We got the notice.
That's
you don't have
you
to. That doesn't. That's not a motion. It was already
so required
a
vote.
The notice. Yes,
right,
it will be on the next agenda. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's all it requires. You just have to announce it, and it's considered notice.
Thank you.
And, okay, so what's on the floor right now is adjourning at 10 p.m. If that fails, we adjourn. We take the motion to amend to adjourn for 9:45 p.m. Eastern. So can you please take the...
I'm sorry. So Robert moved the 10 o'clock. Who seconded the 10 o'clock?
Who seconded 10? Okay,
I seconded 15 minutes at the beginning.
No, but did anyone second Serene's motion to make it adjourning at 10?
I second.
Okay, Adriana. Okay, and then Benito seconded Robert Marks.
Yes.
15 at 9:45. Okay, so the vote right now is for 10 o'clock, adjourning at 10. Please call the roll.
Alan, KPFT. Alan, KPFT. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
No, he passed.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry,
I passed.
Okay. Burden, WBAI.
Yeah, pass.
Burden passes. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
Yes.
Cascade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Secret, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edward Secret abstains. Fuentes, KPFA. Coburn, KPFA abstains. Lane Newark, KFAI affiliate.
No.
Lane Newark votes no. And actually, I am going to Coburn is going to change her vote to no. Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBQR affiliate.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Allen?
Allen abstains. I'm not Allen myself abstains. Trying to unmute myself.
Right. Agueta, you passed.
I vote yes.
Yes. Agueta votes yes. Burden, you passed.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Coleman? Edward Stuker. Oh, I'm sorry. I have your vote. All right. Tucker. Okay, I have your vote. All right, let me count. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Bazan votes no. That's 11 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so we are extended until we will adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you. Okay, so now I see we have the resolution. I hope everyone received it. I just received it right now. And so that's the first item on the agenda. And
Privilege, Brian?
Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I don't have internet where I am.
Right. Okay, let me read it.
Someone needs to read it before we can
discuss. Or Serene, you can read it.
I'm sorry, point of order.
Okay, yes. Yes, Janet.
I don't believe we approved the agenda as amended.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Motion to... Okay, can we approve vote on the agenda as amended?
Well, somebody needs to move it.
I thought it was moved earlier. No? Okay.
Somebody
move it second.
Adriana moves.
Okay. Adriana moves. Benito seconds. And let's... Any objection? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved as amended in the first item. Serene.
Point of information.
Yes, Robert.
You just announced that the meeting would end at 9 p.m. Eastern, which it almost is. Didn't you mean Pacific?
Oh, 10 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Whereas on Wednesday, June 17, 2015, 9 people, Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lee Lance, Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, Reverend Clementa Pinckney, Tawanza Sanders, Reverend Daniel L. Simmons Sr., Reverend Sharonda Singleton, and Myra Thompson were engaged in an act of prayer when they were murdered in the Mother Emanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina by self-identified white supremacists. And whereas the AME denomination came into existence as a specific rejection of racially discriminatory treatment and whereas the Pacifica Mission requires us to help build, quote, a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of racial, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, quote, quote. And whereas racial hatred plays a large part in the oppression of peoples around the world, including in the retroactive denationalization of Dominicans of Haitian ancestry and the expulsion of Haitian people from the Dominican Republic, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board called upon foundation broadcasters to utilize their airways to present programming that identifies, analyzes, and reduces this destructive element.
Okay, thank you. I don't think
second.
There's any need to motivate. Okay, that's seconded by Margie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, well, we just need one, so let's just say Margie. Okay, is there any objection to this resolution? Hearing no objection, the resolution is passed.
Thank you, Serene.
This is Alan Lowe.
Yes, Teresa.
I'm sorry, I have to abstain. I can't hear.
Okay.
I cannot hear the motion. I don't have access to the internet.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Janet Coburn, can you call the roll?
Point of order.
No.
George, it's not really necessary.
That's fine.
Okay, we've had...
Abstention is not an objection, so it isn't necessary to call.
Okay, Teresa, did you want your objection, your abstention registered or not?
Yes, just put me down as abstention.
Yes, thank you. So yes. Please call the roll.
You don't... point of order.
Alan...
Okay.
I don't think you have to do a roll call. Just put me down as abstaining, if possible, please.
I think.
Is there any objection to making a note on the roll call that Teresa abstains? Okay, there's no objection to that, so let's move on. Thank you. Thank you, Serene, for writing that. We've gotten it earlier, I think.
I'm sorry.
A nonprofit. That's right. No problem. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so this meeting was specifically noticed based on a motion passed at the Pacifica National Board meeting in Los Angeles, and which reads, there shall be one item telephonic PMB meeting on June 25th, 2015, to discuss the Pacifica affiliate joint underwriting project. So I think first we should hear a brief presentation from Ursula. We have received this. We had a very extensive presentation from Ursula at the in-person meeting last year, I think it was. So can you...
Point of information, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Is this a committee report, or does it need to be moved?
I'm sorry. No, this is not
a
committee report.
Is this a committee report, putting this on a table, or does it have to be moved?
No, this is not a committee report. It's not a report. It's just a report.
Well... Okay. Since I was a point of information, I can't make a motion.
There's a report. No, we have our affiliate director has made a proposal that was brought to the full board last year and is wanting to make this report. And based on the report, we will then have a motion to either accept this proposal, refer it, postpone it, any variety of things. Right now, it's just a report we want to hear. We were supposed to hear this at the PMB in-person meeting. We ran out of time. There is also the affiliates task force that has also considered it, but this is coming to us simply because we do have the head of the affiliates program, Ursula, and she wants to present, and because we're considering this pilot project, we need to hear from her. That's all it is at this juncture. And then motions can follow. Ursula, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. I've submitted the proposal, so hopefully you have a sense of what I'm proposing. I'll just make a few brief bullet points just to help focus where I'm at with this. First of all, we started discussing this proposal 1.5 years ago, and it is time to decide. And in fact, today would be a very good day to decide because I am literally in Minneapolis at the NFCB conference, and this would be a great thing to be able to bring to the world of community radio, and it would be a great Southern Pacifica's cap. This is a pilot program. It's a beta test. It's not a final decision, but please keep in mind that any new program like this takes 1 or 2 years to test, to make the necessary mistakes, to tweak and to get it right, and to have the kind of conversation you need to really understand what it is. Third, this project will cost Pacifica
very little, if anything, to start up, and should bring in income relatively quickly. Startup funds are mostly being taken care of by donations, but to the affiliate program, and possibly all. There may be a few extra lawyer fees, but that would be it. This program is not any sort of arbitrary plan, but it is a strategic response to very, very real needs that are occurring in community radio and in Pacifica, and the realization that has been really become clear in the last few years that the affiliate program itself is in jeopardy due to financial, public relations, administrative reasons, and also simply because of competition in the field. We are no longer competitive. And the proposal is a result of more than 5 years of exploration into looking for the right solutions, and these are very concrete, real solutions designed to address very real problems. It's a strategic plan that responds to the needs of community radio stations and Pacifica, and obviously a large one of those is financial. We're very, very much at a fork in the road. I really feel that it's my duty as your staff person, as a professional, to really emphasize that to you. We can either choose this innovation and establish our leadership in an area where nobody else right now is taking leadership, or we can stand still, and in which case we will lose the affiliate program in the very near future. The program will provide resources that are desperately needed by the affiliate program. I think in my report to the PNB, I explained that we are now in a period where we need to be looking at a succession plan for the affiliate program, which is really ultimately a decision about whether the Pacifica Foundation decides that it wants to keep this program. It's the first successful program that Pacifica has ever had as an affiliate network, and it's now time to decide, do we want to keep this program or let it fade away again? So the project will provide necessary funds to Pacifica National as well, and help ease the pressure on the archives and the sister stations. That's a very explicit goal. So I sincerely, and I'm saying this with all sincerity, this is not a frivolous plan, and I need to ask you, are you willing to jeopardize the affiliates program and possibly the archives and the foundation, and refuse to help alleviate the pressures? Or are you willing at this point to avoid a downward spiral and really initiate what will be an upward spiral for the organization? That's really the issue at hand here. And I say this with tremendous sincerity and willingness to work on this, and I'll leave it at that and respond to questions you have.
Janice Lane, you are to the stack, please.
Yes, Janice. Go ahead, Janice.
I'll be very brief. The timing of this is fairly important, given that today from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., the project upon which this the underwriting project upon which the beginning stage of this project was founded in Minnesota in 2003, actually under my leadership, met today in our annual meeting. And I think it's important to note that since 2003 through today, we had a report that indicated at this point our annual income is $220,000 as a result of certain grants, but most importantly, the money going to the participating stations has gone from as modest as $500 a year in 2003 to as much as $124,000 to the Metro station. It has gone through a learning curve, and at this point has reached a level of infrastructure perfection that makes it clear that the affiliate program within Pacifica has a strong model upon which to build and learn. I fully support this effort, and I would strongly recommend that the Pacifica Foundation look at the opportunities for not only using this as a way of connecting affiliate stations with content and fundraising efforts to keep the affiliates within the Pacifica family, or to potentially lose them because there are not additional services coming forth to make their relationship with Pacifica of value in coming years. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I make one more statement? This is the response.
Okay.
I wanted to mention, and this kind of speaks to what Janice was saying, just for your information, in 2009, the affiliate program grossed $257,000, and this year it's projected to gross around $215,000, which is a 16% drop. And this is due primarily to economic stress, with affiliates not being able to increase their fees or asking for reductions, leaving the network, losing CPB money, and actually folding themselves. So that's one example of the kind of pressures we're looking at.
Thank you. Who wanted to be on the back?
Alan.
I thought I heard Janet Coleman, or was I?
Alan. Can you hear me?
Oh, it was Alan. Okay. Go ahead. And who was the second person? I'm sorry. Before Benito. Okay. Well, let's start with Teresa. Teresa,
hello,
go ahead.
Lydia?
Yes.
Yes, I do want to be on the stack. Sorry,
okay,
I wasn't.
Okay, that's
right.
No, I thought I heard you. Okay.
Yeah.
Teresa,
Robert Mark would like to be on the stack,
okay,
too.
And Robert and Benito. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm at the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, and about 2 hours ago, I heard a very good presentation on moving from capitalism towards an ecological economy. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of the project that Ursula is working on is that there would be a committee of people to vet the potential underwriters, what you call it, ethical underwriting. I know that David Corton, for example, was giving a presentation, and just for example, the people of Occupy the Farm were speaking. And when I look in the exhibit hall, I see many, many businesses that are trying to do the right thing. They're actually trying to make change, and I think it's possible if we support the opportunities for nonprofits and businesses to mention what they do, we can actually help them make change towards a more just and sustainable world and a more viable economy, if you want to use that word. So I think it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing if we can do this at the same time as helping our affiliates.
Thank you. And next is Janet Coleman.
I am certainly very sympathetic to the affiliates, you know, yearning for a kind of source of income that could help them considerably. But just for Pacifica, I do find, as I did the last time, this is the slippery slope, that we would be can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, that we would invest ourselves in a quite separate business, the business of creating an advertising branch, an advertising agency. You can call it ethical, whatever you want. It makes me laugh because a committee of how many people is going to decide what is an ethical product at Pacifica? I mean, there won't be anything that's ethical or everything. What's the difference? You know, but this is advertising. Running commercials, not for ourselves, but for our fellow progressive radio stations who have decided to buy into advertising. We haven't. I can't quite Furthermore, I couldn't, and I really wanted to expand my position on this, that if it was cool with the FCC and if it was cool with the IRS and if it wasn't a whole separate entity, I did not feel that the advisory so far is sufficient for me to decide whether, okay, this is a good thing or it isn't. It just wasn't sufficient legal advice for me, and I would prefer to wait till I found at least that critical part out. How do we stand here in connection to a separate business that isn't based on our own product, what our mission statement says we're supposed to do, produce radio? This is not that. So, we could start a little farm or something, too, and produce ethical products. But that's not what's on the table. So I have these questions.
Thank you. Robert?
Janet Kay, should I get
back?
Yes.
Janet for the start.
Okay. Robert?
Point of privilege, Brian?
Yes.
Can you ask everyone who's not speaking to please mute?
Again, you mean? Yes. When you're not speaking, please mute. Okay. Robert?
Yes. I sent a written statement that I hope you all got and had a chance to review, but since this seems to now have been reduced to a debate, I would think that we should put it on the table and therefore move that we authorize the executive director to implement the plan as presented by the affiliates director, subject to the two provisions that were passed out of the Finance Committee regarding seeking a tax attorney's opinion and being responsible for the payment of anything until the actual underwriting fees are received.
Okay. I'd like to second that, George.
Okay. Robert, to be clear, so your motion is to accept a proposal contingent on what the Finance Committee passed, is that correct?
To authorize the general or the executive director to implement the plan subject to the two restrictions as passed out of Finance Committee.
Okay, thank you. So it's a new stack? George seconded it, so I...
Tony for the stack.
Thank you. Okay, Tony? Anyone else to the stack? Adriana?
And
Benito, who else?
This is Ursula. When there's a moment, I'd like to say something, too.
Okay, well, we're going to get through this stack first.
Okay.
Tony, Adriana, Benito, who else?
Janet Kay.
Okay.
And Janice Lane Ewart, if there's time.
Okay, so Tony, go.
Lydia, did you hear me, Carolyn?
No, who is that?
Carolyn Burden.
Yes, I have. Here's the stack. Tony, Adriana, Benito, Carolyn, Janet Kay, and Janice Lane Ewart. Okay, Tony?
Yeah, I just want to say I would strongly oppose this on the major grounds that, one, I mean, even the provisos in the Finance Committee, and I'm on the Finance Committee, do not speak to the problem with this proposal. First of all, the problem is we as a board need to decide whether or not we're going to do underwriting and we need to decide what ethical underwriting is. We can't leave that up to other people. We can't slip through the back door. We as a board need to address this issue of whether or not we want to do underwriting and what type of underwriting. So I think if we adopt this proposal, we're really passing the buck to somebody else to decide on underwriting.
Are there a few, please? Hold on. Can somebody please mute? There's a lot of noise in the background. Teresa, is that you? Because I know you're at an event. Anyway, whoever's out and about, please mute. Now we have an exit. Everyone mute except Tony. Okay, Tony, try it again.
Echoes from whoever has us on speakerphone.
Yeah, whoever is on speakerphone, please get off speakerphone and mute regard. Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Okay, hello?
No.
Still got an echo, but
this is not going to work. Can you go through the individuals?
No, Tony's doing fine right now. Go ahead, Tony.
It stopped, yes. Yes, I would strongly oppose it until we as a board define what we mean by ethical underwriting and what we're going to do in underwriting. We can't slip in and do underwriting through the back door by endorsing this proposal. I'm not necessarily...
Point of privilege, please, Madam Chair.
Hold on. John, what's wrong?
I'll withdraw it. I just have reiterated several times that people completely misconstrue what the proposal
is. No, that's debate. I'll let you speak after we get through the board members.
Thank you.
Tony, continue, please.
No, even though we're not, I understand about the affiliates of the ones that are actually doing the underwriting, but we're getting funds for. We're actually endorsing underwriting, so we need to speak about where we stand on underwriting. Plus, not only that, even if I don't have a problem with some form of underwriting, but this particular proposal is not a good proposal for Pacifica. I mean, we only get 16%, and I'm concerned about the breakdown and who's going to administer this program, because all of these things are not addressed in the proposal. I've heard them addressed orally, and it's just I don't see our benefiting from this. We're using our brand, but we're not getting a great deal of it, because Pacifica is only getting 16%. As I understand it, the director is getting a commission of about 19%, including her associates, and then that office is getting another 25%. So the affiliate office and the director is getting over 44% of every dollar. So we need to really analyze this proposal, because I think it's weak in terms of whether we're getting a benefit from it or not. But first of all, we need to address the issue of underwriting straightforward rather than voting on. So I would strongly vote against it until this board has articulated a policy on what it's going to do with underwriting and how it's going to deal with underwriting and what is ethical underwriting. We can't pass this on to a committee to decide for us what is ethical underwriting. This is a serious issue for our members and for what this Pacifica Foundation is all about. So we need to be straightforward about this issue, and we need to vote on a policy of underwriting as a board before we even vote on any proposal. I would strongly urge that we vote against the proposal and send it back that needs to be worked on. So I would vote strongly against it. Thank you.
Thank you. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I agree totally with Tony. I have a bunch of objections, specifically with the proposal. But my objection goes farther than that. We keep talking about ethical underwriting. Did you know, did you hear ever anybody talking about MPR, for example, about unethical underwriting? No. We are talking about guidelines, vetting the underwriters. Who will do that? If we cannot even control what's happening at our own foundation, we cannot even implement motions that the PMB passed. How this vetting will work if we cannot control our stations, some of them are accepting underwriters, even when we pitch in our fund drive that we do not. What I see is, what do we want to repeat NPR? Do we want to be the little sister of NPR instead of the unique voice that this Pacifica Foundation is? This is an ethical, really, this is a philosophical discussion. We are a listener sponsor radio.
Okay,
I don't understand where we are going. Thank you.
Thank you. Benito? Benito,
okay,
Diaz.
So I agree. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So first of all, I agree wholeheartedly with what both Adriana and Tony just said. But I think that, first of all, I think this motion is precipitous when we haven't even had a chance to ask questions about the proposal. So if nothing else, I would vote against this motion right now, because I don't have enough clarity on the proposal itself. And with regard to that, I would like to ask basically, number one, now, the proposal itself, I'm asking Ursula now. the proposal itself says that it's derived from a model developed by some other group, SAMU, or I forget the name of the group. I wonder, did they check with a tax attorney before they did the proposal? Because, and I'm asking, I read two articles provided by, you know, they're written by John Kriegler with regard to these issues, and it seems like, if I understood anything he said, which is questionable, but if I understood anything he said, we are, it's questionable as to whether this would be taxable income or not, and whether it would jeopardize specific nonprofit status.
Okay, okay. So you're at time. And okay. I just want to say I will afford both Ursula and our executive director to respond once we've finished this deck. Carolyn,
point of information.
Yes.
This is Janice Lane Ewart. I can also respond to that as I've been actively involved in this program.
You will, because you're on the, you're last on the stack.
Thank you.
Carolyn, Janet Kay, and Janice Lane Ewart.
The other speakers have addressed my points, but I would like to hear Janice Lane Ewart now, and perhaps I can feed my poem to her, if that's possible.
Oh, I'd like to just keep the order for now. She'll get to that. Did you have anything to add aside from that?
No, I just
okay,
want to hear
you.
Janet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Kay, and then Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes. So I agree with Benito and Adriana, and especially Tony when he calls for a need for an underwriting policy, a Pacifica underwriting policy, whether Pacifica, you know, whether Pacifica would have one or not have one or whatever. I think that ethical underwriting, I don't know, from businesses trying to do the right thing, and it is a slippery slope. This is a capitalist culture, and I have seen the public-private partnership deteriorate school systems and other public projects, and so that concerns me. When I was a teacher in New York City, there was no private connection, and then all of a sudden there was, public-private partnership, and it went downhill, as far as I'm concerned. I wanted to know, or I just want to put out there, to Ursula, is there some other way this project could be implemented separate from Pacifica? And I want to move to refer this motion back to the affiliate director.
Okay.
I move to refer.
Second.
Back, I'm sorry. You're going to refer the motion to... okay. There's some confusion here, but before I go back to trying to delineate what's on the floor, I know I heard your motion, but
okay.
That's not the confusion. The confusion is that there was a motion on the floor already, and the essence of that motion would seem inappropriate for you to refer it back to the beneficiary of the motion, as it were, the author of the motion, rather, of the proposal. But we'll deal with that next. First, I want to hear from Janice Lane Ewart, because she said she can answer some of the questions. And then I would like to have, at this juncture, some response from both Ursula and from Mr. Prophet, our executive director. And then I'm going to go back to the motions.